This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There are going to be questions you don't have answers to, and that's okay. It's okay. Don't be shy to say to your children, I have no idea how to answer this. I don't even know where to begin. Because the Quran also said that when you don't know, what do? فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Go ask the people of knowledge when you don't know. It's okay. I have no idea what to say to you here. When you're sitting in the classroom and students ask really complex questions, or they share certain theories and philosophies about any subject out there, whether it be socially, politically, it doesn't matter. But they ask you and you're sitting there. One of the great and most beautiful qualities of a believer is that they do not hesitate to say, I don't know. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma once said, the person that answers every question brought to them is Majnoon. There's something mentally wrong with them. They're crazy. Imam Malik rahimahullah on his deathbed said, I don't know, to 70 plus questions. Nobody else could give fatawa except him, and he's there. People are traveling to me and say, Allahu, I don't know. It's an extremely humbling, humbling thing to do. And one more point. When you say, I don't know, parents and teachers, remember, that's an opportunity. It's not a flaw or weakness. Because what you're saying to yourself is, I don't know, so there's room for me to figure it out. Now it's time to go do some homework. Now it's time to go to the shuyukh, the scholars, the professionals, the experts. Let me figure out what this is. Let me understand. So Allah blesses you with more knowledge when you admit, I don't know. Subhanallah.